And has any compensation been provided to the victims of excessive use of force during those riots? We understand that there was a use of excessive force by prison guards. Well, in fact, that it's quite frequent. We know of incidents in Gladany Prison, Kasny Prison, Koisti, Roustavi Prison, Zugdidi Prison. How are you ensuring that law enforcement officials comply with the Covenant and also with the United Nations Code of Conduct for law enforcement, which only allows proportionate force to be used and then only in exceptional circumstances? How are you going to ensure effective investigations and sanctions for these violations? And do you have any plans for training, appropriate training for the officers to help prevent such acts in the future? My colleague, Mr. Zaiberi, I believe, will canvass tomorrow some issues around violent dispersals of peaceful assembly. I'd just like to flag today the cases of violent dispersals of peaceful assembly that are over a decade old now and that still haven't been resolved. Why has there been unreasonable delay in these cases? And how will you address and prevent delays as Article 14 of the Covenant, of course, requires a prompt trial? When will the cases on violent dispersal of peaceful assemblies in November 2007, in June 2009, and in January of 2011 be dealt with? How will you compensate those that were injured? I'd like to move now to an issue that was touched on in the statement, the opening statement of the head of the Georgian delegation this afternoon. We know that in January of this year, the president signed a law abolishing the state inspector's service. This service aimed to ensure that public officials did not use torture or violate privacy. The United Nations country team in Georgia and NGOs have expressed strong concern about the lack of consultation and also the expedited enactment of the law to abolish the inspector's service. And I quote, they described the service as, quote, one of the most credible, independent, and authoritative institutions in Georgia, close quotations. Why was this functioning service abolished using what seems to be a less than convincing justification, a separation of roles between torture prevention and privacy protection? The abolition, and here I again quote the UN country team, sends a chilling message to independent institutions of human rights protections in Georgia. Why were there no consultations with civil society on this, and do you plan to conduct consultations with civil society to ensure the functional independence of the bodies that replaced the State Inspector Service in March of 2022? And what oversight exists for these two new bodies, the Special Investigation Service and the Personal Data Protection Service, to ensure that they are effective and function well? And please tell us why cases that could be brought against public officials for torture under Article 144 of the Criminal Code are being tried instead under Article 333 of the Criminal Code for exceeding official power, an offense which carries a less severe punishment. And my final point deals with the killing of Temerlin Makalashvili by the state security officers. In 2017, we're aware that a special operation resulted in the killing of 19-year-old Tamerlan Makhalishvili. This incident appears to be a serious violation of the right to life under Article 6 of the Covenant. The officer in question claimed that he acted in self-defense, but we note that there was political influence exerted during the investigation and also during the trial, which would violate Article 14 of the Covenant, because that article, of course, requires an independent and fair trial. How will you ensure that law enforcement officials involved in serious violations of human rights, including in this particular case, are held accountable? And please tell us how Mr. Makhalishvili's right to a fair trial will be upheld through the Georgian legal system as required by Article 14 of the Covenant, including possibly granting a fresh trial free from political influence. Those are my questions for this afternoon, and I look forward to hearing information on these points from the Georgian delegation.